can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
What do you say? We go here on a podcast. Thank you for the thumbs up, Eddie. Al, thumbs up to you, my man.
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So on my way in this morning, I put on a podcast. Have you heard of a podcast called Smartless?
No.
It's a very popular podcast. It's hosted by Jason Bateman, you know,
I know
actor.
Him. Of course, yeah.
Will Arnett, the actor, and... damn it.
Some other guy?
Yeah, I forget his name. The guy from Will and Grace.
Oh, okay. Eric McCormick?
No, the other guy. The,
okay. I don't know who that is, but...
Smartless.
Got it.
Probably should have Googled this before I went in there. It's Sean Hayes.
Yes, okay.
So Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, Will Arnett. They
nice.
Were doing a live podcast in the Hamptons, and their guest was Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm going to check this out, because people, I know it's a very popular podcast.
Live audience for this when you
they
say
had
a live podcast?
Okay. They had a live audience for this in the Hamptons. It was just filled with all bougie people. So I knew it was going to bug me to begin with just because the Hamptons is not my scene. You know what
right.
I mean, Jerry?
Right.
But it was three hosts. That's too many hosts to me. I'm just trying to figure out what's popular about the podcast other than the three hosts are popular.
That's probably it.
Right? So it's just those three guys are famous guys.
Yeah. And it's another way to consume them and hear them.
I suppose so. But I learned a couple of things from Howard Stern, being a longtime Howard Stern listener. First of all, and it was a big kiss-ass interview, because those three guys like Howard Stern.
Right.
So Howard claimed that when he was on the radio here in New York, he had 25 million listeners.
I have heard that before, too.
Now,
when he was in New York, but syndicated.
Yeah, no, that I don't doubt. Syndicated.
Right.
But
right.
He said, in New York alone, I had 25 million listeners.
So now, how many people in the New York
there's
area?
There's only 23 million people
yeah.
in the area. So that would have had to be more than everyone here, which we know is not true.
Right.
Then Jason Bateman said, you have more listeners now than you had on regular radio.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Which also is nowhere
that can't be true.
Near true.
That can't be true.
It can't be true.
No. There's no way that's true.
But part of the whole podcast was the fact that Howard was welcoming them to satellite radio. And this is another thing, like we've talked about this, like their podcast is a Sirius XM product now.
Oh, okay. This one is the one
yeah.
you're talking about?
But it's everywhere.
Well, it's the same thing you talk about the GoDaddy girl.
Right. She's paid
daddy,
by SiriusXM, but you can get her podcast. You do not have to subscribe to SiriusXM. I don't get it, because if that's the case, then put the Howard Stern show up every day for
yeah.
free.
Yeah.
And sell commercials around it. I don't know why they don't do that. I guess,
am so confused by all of this media, Al.
Me too.
From podcasts to YouTube to how people get paid from Twitter posts now. To the radio business, to people that get paid a fortune to be on TV with no one watching them. I don't understand anything. TV analysts for NFL games making money like they still play when no one's watching the game for them.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense to me anymore.
So it was so weird to say. One thing I enjoyed, though, he did seem annoyed that he spent his whole many, many years building a career, Howard. Like,
Mr. Stern?
Yeah, like going from... Hartford mm-hmm. to Detroit.
Why would he be annoyed about that? That seems to be the way it was for a lot of people.
Right, but he says now these guys just do a podcast and now they get all these listeners.
Oh, well, that's true.
And he goes, it meant something to be on the radio.
Yeah.
He said now everyone has a microphone in their house.
There is so much access to everybody now.
Yeah.
You do wonder if... People don't listen to the radio in the car. Where do they listen to it now? And I don't know that the answer is anywhere. I mean, me taking myself, I do use the Odyssey app from time to time in the house. I'll listen to, especially when BT and Sal have someone on that I like and I'm home having lunch, I will put them on. But the only time I listen to the radio is really in the car.
Yeah.
Other than that, when I'm sitting at a desk, when I'm in front of my TV, I can watch, YouTube shows, podcasts, call them what you want. there is so many different ways to consume media now. Like, I wonder what it's got to be like if you're in advertising and how you decide where you want to advertise your product. It used to be TV, radio, print. That was it.
Right.
Now it's TV, radio, whatever print is left, digital. Well, what's digital? I don't know. Is it YouTube? You want to advertise on Facebook? Not Facebook? How about Instagram? Ooh, TikTok now is a good selling point. How about podcasts? We could sell on podcasts, but that's just audio. If we go back to YouTube, we can create video commercial. Like, dude, cable TV used to be something. Does anybody advertise there anymore? Good luck.
Yeah, and I still don't understand how you're allowed to fast forward through commercials on podcasts. I mean, I'm happy you can do that because
But it seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
It does, yeah, it seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
I agree.
Especially if you're like these places that are paying Joe Rogan and the Call Her Daddy girl, like,
yeah,
they're paying a lot of money to those talent. You have to get that back because it's free. You have to get that back in advertising. So why do they allow you to fast forward?
I don't know.
I'm glad. Listen, I'd be gone from podcasts if I can't.
Well, maybe that's the answer. Maybe research has shown that.
But yet I also know all of Joe Rogan's advertising.
Because you still hear it before. You don't hear the whole commercial, but you hear him mention it.
And I see the picture.
On your phone.
On
the TV.
On the phone or the screen or wherever it is, right? So you're fast forwarding.
It all works. Are there podcasts where people charge you like $1 a month for their podcast?
Yeah.
There are. You think anybody does that?
No. I don't think they do.
It's a bad idea then.
But I think it'd be a great way to go for the future. Like, say all of a sudden you could no longer fast forward through.
Right.
I always say Joe Rogan because I like his podcast and it's a popular podcast. So if all of a sudden you could not fast forward through Joe Rogan podcast commercials, I'd be out unless I could
pay for it with no commercials.
Correct. I would do that. I would pay a monthly fee.
You almost wonder if that's an option they can give you.
Yeah, you would think they should.
Kind of the way Hulu has, you can get Hulu with or without commercials.
Yeah.
You can get...
Well, YouTube,
YouTube,
about how great YouTube is with no commercials. Oh, man, that is a joy.
It's a great idea.
It's such a joy. I'm always fearful that YouTube's going to go, no, we can't do this anymore.
I'm not fearful of that. I'm fearful of them doubling and tripling the price because they can.
Yeah, it's that much of a good difference.
It is. My older son has his own YouTube account. And we were watching one of the golf things the other day, and a commercial. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what is this? He's like, what? I'm like, why are we watching a commercial? And it was like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
He's like, well, this is my account, not yours. I'm like, why are you not using mine?
Yes.
He goes, I don't mind the commercials. I'm like, what? Meantime, he won't watch a commercial for any, like, he won't watch TV because there's commercials. But the YouTube, it's 90 seconds, doesn't bother me. I'm like, I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
So weird.
Very strange. I started subscribing to the Asbury Park Press newspaper online.
Okay.
I'm still getting ads, which I feel like I shouldn't, even though in the old days, if I purchased the newspaper, I am paying for it.
Yes.
I'm still getting
it's different
print
online.
Ads. It feels different online.
It's more invasive online.
Yeah.
But what you are getting is access to the articles, because otherwise you can't read them after you've viewed the thing 10 times.
Right.
That I know. I actually was paying for the Star Ledger and the Asbury Park Press when I first started working with Rutgers basketball because I wanted to read Jerry Carino and whoever else was doing the other, I forget who. I'm blanking on his name, but whatever. Anyhow, you get the Keith Sargent. I wanted to read their articles. And after a while, I'm like, you know what? I talk to them. Like, why am I paying for these articles? So I stopped doing it, but I noticed the same thing. I'm paying for it, yet there's ads all over the place. So I don't know that that's ever changing.
Yeah, but like I said, in regular old time, just getting the newspaper, there were ads and we were paying for it. The craziest one was we all paid for cable.
Yeah.
And got ads.
But you got all the channels that you otherwise couldn't get.
Yeah.
And the same thing with TV. Now you can't sit through a show, yet we sat through TV shows with 21-minute TV shows with 9 minutes of commercials like it was normal.
Yeah.
And it was.
Well, that was when we would get up, go to the bathroom,
go
get a drink.
But our habits changed. And that's why what I'm saying is with the, even though you're paying for the newspaper like we used to pay for it, and by the way, you're paying less for it now online than we paid for it every day.
Right.
It just is different because now we're used to no commercials. If we pay for something, we expect no commercials.
Right.
And there are advertisements and commercials still.
Yeah. Like, it's bugging me every time I go read the Asbury Park Press.
I totally understand.
Like, what is it? Because it's not only are they commercials, but they the advertisers try to draw you in by acting like it's an article.
That drives me crazy.
Right, it's not an article.
You got to look close because it will say ad.
Yeah.
But you have to find it first.
Right.
And that's a pain in the ass.
When you go to a website and it says, accept all cookies, do you say yes?
Sometimes I will say yes. If it's, I'll give you an example. The Volkswagen dealership. I don't know why I did accept it. I did. I don't know why.
I said, I'll take your cookies.
It didn't seem like a dangerous website to me. But a lot of times I do decline it.
I always feel like if something says, may we track you, I would say no. But if they say accept cookies, I always say yes because I feel like I'm going to get a lesser, I'm not going to get the real website if I say no to cookies.
Could be. That's true.
And they just
like they're punishing you for saying no.
Oh, you don't want our cookies. Is that right? Well, guess what? You're going to get a half-assed website right here. And if you want our cookies, yeah, you'll get the whole experience.
That could be true. That's funny.
How do you like that?
How do you like? I would love to sit down with, and maybe, and we say this all the time, we never do it, though. We never get anybody in here. But I would love to interview like a former media executive to explain how they come to the decisions to pay or not pay people, to decide what advertising works, what doesn't work. You know, what the time spent watching and viewing really is. You know, how many viewers does the NFL have compared to the NHL? Like, all those things. Like, why has Skip Bayless made a fortune for really being, to me, irrelevant, but yet we seem to make him relevant?
Yeah.
I would love to talk to someone that's in the know how that works.
Yeah, or why.
That's what I mean.
Why?
Yes.
For all these, like, cable, outside of ESPN, which we know has viewers,
mm-hmm,
all these other cable sports things, we have no idea. We have no idea how many people watch Boomer and Geo in the morning.
I don't
know. We have no idea.
Uh-uh. I don't know. Has that ever been written about?
No, I have no idea. I don't believe that CBS Sports Network subscribes to the ratings.
Oh, so the same way ESPN Radio doesn't anymore.
Yeah, so if you don't pay to be part of the ratings, they don't tell you how many people are watching.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's just really interesting how we're consuming media these days. I think about it all the time.
Well, I will tell you, I would say probably 80% of the people consume most of their media now on their phone. That is one thing that is the way people watch TV. Like, Kim's mom probably watches more TV on her phone than she watches her TV now.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing to see. It really is.
I have thought about, not that deeply, but you know, I have a small condo.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great location, small condo.
It's a great location, not a good location.
My TV kind of takes up my living room. What if I just use my iPad?
You could. It's just not the same.
It's not the same. And
you don't have your TV hanging up on the wall?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm always afraid to put things on the wall. Hang TVs.
If it's done the right way, yeah, I agree. If you just put a nail into sheetrock, that thing's going to come crashing
down.
That's
what I'm worried about.
If you drill into the studs, it's going to be very secure.
Yeah.
And the brackets they sell now, and maybe that's something you even pay a handyman $100 or a couple hundred bucks to do, because you will love it. It's kind of cool putting stuff on the wall. Like I got in our house, I got the boys' TVs on the wall. I got one downstairs in the basement. It's cool. It's neat. It frees up space.
When I moved in there, the people that I bought from, they had their TV on the wall, and they had removed all the... They removed it. It looked like two giant bullet holes. And I worry about, like, well, how does that not hurt the integrity of the building? If you're putting those giant screws into a posting that's holding up the ceiling and the unit above me?
Let's put it this way. You could saw that 2x4, that beam. You could saw that thing in half, and it's still going to sit on itself.
Yeah.
And the weight is still going to force it down on top of... It's not going anywhere.
You think the integrity...
You'd have to get inside the wall and punch it out.
Yeah.
So putting a couple of screws into it is not going to do anything. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I would end up putting that on sheetrock accidentally, just having the whole thing just tear down in front of me. They actually have one that goes into just sheetrock.
Really?
It's an interesting one. They sell it on Amazon, and it's a lot of nails, though. but you put all these nails across the bottom of the thing, and the TV can sit on that.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Physics, Jerry.
I guess so. I haven't seen that one yet.
It must be physics. I'm not sure I would trust it.
I don't think I would either. I like the beam idea.
Yeah.
Into
the stud.
Yes, exactly.
I was thinking about, how's this for someone who has too much time on their hands, Jerry?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking about getting a glucose monitor. You wear it on your arm.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad idea.
And then you have an app.
Yeah,
and then
to you show can you where you're at.
What foods raise your glucose
Why
level.
Is that a bad idea? I don't think that has anything to do with having too much time. I've seen those online, too.
You have?
Yes. And I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I saw this was the first year, just this year, I guess earlier this year, they made it available without a prescription, that you can purchase one.
And does it go into, like, how does it work? Does it go into your arm, actually?
Yes, I was reading about this. Because it looks like a
little circle, like a coin.
Yeah, it looks like a coin, but it looks like a Band-Aid that's just on your arm. But there's a microscopic, very tiny needle that goes in that they say you don't feel.
Okay.
Or if you feel, it's a very light pinch. And it just is in your skin, and it goes by the moisture.
Can we figure this out?
Yeah, in your skin.
My God.
And then if you eat a banana, you could see if, like, oh, does eating a banana raise my blood sugar?
Which, of course, it would, but you'll see how much.
Yeah, like how much and for how long.
Interesting.
I'm kind of curious.
I would like that because I will tell you, and this has been going on for 9-10 years now, every day at 12:30, like, I just feel like I'm dead.
And you want to be like, what's my blood sugar?
Yes. And I take that 30-minute nap, and then I am good for the rest of the day. I would love to see if it's a sugar crash or I'm just exhausted from only sleeping 5.5 hours during the week.
Isn't it hard, like, when you go, okay, I'm going to take a 30-minute nap?
Yeah.
And you set an alarm.
Yeah.
How easy is it to go, another 15.
It is easy.
Another 30. And then all of a sudden.
But I force myself up by setting 4 alarms on my phone for every minute thereafter in case I have that thought. Because I got to get up. I can't. I won't sleep then that night.
So you set it for 30 minutes or do you, because sometimes when I'm like, I'm going to do a 30-minute nap, I'll set it for 35
34
minutes.
34 is my number.
Thinking it's going to take me 5 minutes to fall asleep.
And it never does. We are so just dead and exhausted here.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But just in case it does, I always set it for 34 minutes,
34.
35, 36, and 37.
You like odd numbers, like as far as like setting timers and alarms?
Even numbers.
But you don't, when I say like, I would think like you'd say, oh, I'm going to set my alarm for 2, 205, 210. You'd be like 207, 208.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I set my alarm usually for even numbers except that nap.
So your 34 minutes is what you're basing the 4 minutes thinking it's only going to take you 4 minutes to fall asleep.
Yes, correct. Just in case it takes me a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But like I said, I can't think of too many times it's taken me more than 30 seconds to fall asleep in the afternoon.
Yeah, you would think like I've been doing this shift for 17 years.
A long time.
17 years. I still haven't figured out what's the best nap. I do think it's short, 30 minutes.
I actually think 20 is the nap.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't feel, I like the 30. 30 is just long enough to where I actually feel really good when I get up and short enough that when I lay down at 8:30, I can fall asleep.
And you're not having dreams in these naps, right?
No, sometimes I've had very vivid dreams.
Really?
Oh,
that means you're going into REM sleep.
And I have felt like I was asleep for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it was 30 minutes.
That's the tough part.
And then there are days I don't nap at all. Like yesterday, there was no nap. I played yesterday. I had a couple of things I had to do before I got home. By the time I got home, it was time to go pick up my son at his high school. And then we were going straight to the golf course from there. We played from 3 to 6, got home at 6:30. It was like, wow, there's the day. Like, holy crap, did that go quick?
Yeah.
It really is amazing. We have a lot of time. But when you pack the day, it's like, if I don't sit down, like I like to try and sit down by 6:30 till I know I got like an hour and a half, 2 hours to just chill. When I don't sit down until 7:05 or 7:10 for the first time, I'm like, wow, we're going to watch like 2 innings. I go to bed already. Like, I've been home all day.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Quick. Feels like you get ripped off.
And we're not. We're living a lot more than most people who spend most of their time at work during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that would stink.
Like, we really, and I know we don't work, we're here 7 hours. We don't even work 8-9 hours like most people. We're here seven. You're here maybe 6.5 sometimes. It does feel like we have a part-time job, though, given all the time we have. In the afternoon.
Yeah, if you don't take into account how early our alarms are going
100%. Off, there's no question.
That throws it off.
No doubt.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show. We come in here tomorrow is Thursday. Oh, we'll preview Jets. Patriots. All right. So...